Minister of Finance, Camilo Gonzalez, has expressed concern about vaccine hesitancy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, noting that it is the overriding threat to the country's economic recovery.
The significant role of the Grenadines in economic development cannot be understated. The islands of the Grenadines were blessedly insulated from the direct impacts of La Soufre, and therefore saved from experiencing the bulk of the recovery efforts. This places the Grenadines in the enviable position of being able to help lead our economic recovery. The only impediment to the Grenadines' role as a major developmental engine is its low vaccination rate and its corresponding susceptibility to major COVID outbreaks. Data suggests that the Grenadines' vaccination rate lags behind the already low national average, even before you attempt to disaggregate the number of visitors who took advantage of vaccine availability in the Grenadines. For a region of our country so heavily reliant on tourism, the vaccination rate is particularly troubling. In the twilight of his illustrious life, Sir James Mitchell chose his final act of national service to be a sustained public and unambiguous call for Vincentians to be vaccinated. His was a national call, which we welcomed and endorse. But his words should hold special significance for the people of the Grenadines, who he held indisputably near and dear to his heart. We make a special plea for those Grenadines residents and those with influence to heed the final wishes of Sir James and to help our nation recover from this pandemic.
Finance Minister Camilo Gonzalez. Regionally, Tobago's COVID-19 death toll has risen to 220. Health officials say that there are 33 new COVID-19 cases in Tobago and 1,319 active cases. The officials say that 31 people are currently hospitalized, 25 unvaccinated, 1 partially vaccinated, and 5 fully vaccinated. And there are 4,680 recovered patients in Tobago. With COVID-19 infections accelerating in the Americas and the detection of the Omicron variant in at least 42 countries and territories in the region, the Pan American Health Organization Director Caressa Etienne is calling on countries to ensure health workers have access to protective equipment and additional COVID-19 vaccine doses where available. She says that they must make sure they are protected from the worst consequences of the virus. Internationally, the World Health Organization on Tuesday said the COVID Omicron variant can result in life-threatening illnesses for the unvaccinated, the elderly, and people with underlying conditions. Dr. Mike Ryan, director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, said unvaccinated people face a higher risk that an Omicron infection will make them severely sick and possibly even kill them. And the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, says 2 doses of the company's vaccine may not provide strong protection against infection from the COVID Omicron variant. He says the original shots have also lost some of their efficacy at preventing hospitalization. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.